Hey, sit tight.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or good afternoon, everyone. This is John Sears, your host for Player Spotlight by NFL Draft Bible. Today I'm joined by Alex McGee, who seems to be a very intriguing NFL pro prospect. He is a defensive lineman who spent two-thirds of his career in the interior as a defensive tackle and sort of sacrificed moving out of the tackle into defensive end for depth chart reasons to move over outside to the end for the Boilermakers last year, and has some really nice versatility. He, over his career, amassed 117 tackles, 6 sacks, 14 stops for losses, 3 fumbles, recovered some more, interceptions, deflected 2 others, and blocked 3 kicks. So really speaks to his athleticism and his versatility, moving from the interior of the line to the end, playing the 3, potentially playing 5, left side, right side. So really intriguing professional prospect. So we will start it up with Alex, if I have him here. Alex, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
What's up? How are things going? You're in West Lafayette today, is that right?
Yeah, I am.
Good. So have you you wrapped up your pro day there, and judging by what I've seen, you seem to make some improvements, especially with your 40 time. It went from, I think I have you here, from 5:03 to down to in the 4:08. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. So what was the difference between the combine and the pro day? Was it just being on your home turf, or any other preparations you were able to do?
I mean, the combine, you know, it was real fun. I had a lot of fun with that, competing against, you know, amongst the top athletes in the nation. And I think this one thing that, you know, is different about the combine is in your pro day. I mean, you don't have to worry about, you know, all the other stuff. You know, we had a few days where we just had testing, you know, early in the morning or whatnot. But, you know, at the pro day, it was just kind of like, you know, you get up, you got the whole day just to prepare for that instead of doing, you know, psychological tests and stuff like that. But, you know, it was all fun. It was a great experience for me. And just to kind of hang around, like I said, the top, you know, the elite athletes in the nation going into the national football draft. So it was real fun.
Yeah. So how do you think you measured up now with your pro day under your belt? How do you think, looking at the defensive line class? So you're kind of a tweener here between the defensive linemen and defensive ends, but how do you see yourself from the measurables that you put up compared to other guys in your class? I guess who would you compare yourself to that's also was down at the combine, since you are in a little bit different hybrid? Usually we talk about hybrids being linebacker, defensive ends, but you're a little bit different of a defensive tackle, defensive end. So who do you think you're similar to, and then how do you think you measured up to them?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the defensive tackle class, you know, very talented. When I was down at the Senior Bowl, I got to hang around, you know, B.J. Raji and Evander Hood and Ziggy and, you know, Ron Brace. And, you know, I got to see Pierre Jerry up there. But, you know, I think we all bring a different type of style to the game, you know, as far as, you know, our attributes are concerned as football players. But, you know, I think that I will compare myself to, you know, just being more, you know, like that hybrid. I bring more versatility to the table, you know, where I can, you know, do the outside. I can play defensive end at the fire technique, but then I can go to the inside and, you know, possibly rush from the inside. So, you know, I'm kind of, you know, I got a feel, you know what I'm saying, and I've done it all on the defensive line. And so I think guys are just kind of, they can see me just not being at one spot that I can probably play, you know, basically down the whole front. So, I mean, it's just, you know, we all bring a different type of game to the table. But, you know, like I said, they're all great, you know, football players, obviously, because they wouldn't be in the position that they are now. But, like I said, they're all great, great football players. I just think that everyone has a different type of game that they bring to the table.
Yeah, you definitely bring a different type of game. And actually, we interviewed Coach Danny Hope and asked him about you specifically and said, you know, what makes Alex difficult to block? And I'm going to read you a quote here of what he said. So he said, he's very quick, has good size, good explosion. He's marketable in some ways because he has enough size to play inside. He's not the 320, 330, 340 like Teddy Washington type, but he can go inside and play, athletic enough to go out on the edges and play, and be a decently sized defensive end. So he definitely spoke to your hybrid abilities there and said, you know, you have the good quickness to play on the line because that's very important, and just went on to say that potentially seeing you in a loose five technique would be plausible in the NFL, and, you know, and just that also you bring a lot of brains to the table that you would test out really nice on all the exams on the mental aspect of the game. So he had really a lot of nice things to say to you, which spoke to your versatility.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yep.
Yeah. So, so what do you think when you get drafted? Where is there any position that you see that you have the most fun playing as opposed to the others?
I mean, I laugh because I get that question all the time. But I mean, like I tell everybody else, you know, I ask me where I feel most comfortable playing. I mean, I would say D tackle just because that's where I've been playing majority of my college career. You know, all throughout high school, but. You know, I cross-trained with defensive end, you know what I'm saying? I think my last season at Purdue, I was 300 pounds, and I played that position at 300 pounds defensive end. And I think I did, you know, a fair exceptional job, you know, especially at that weight. And, you know, I just think that if I get – I mean, I feel like I could play that too. There's no doubt in my mind. You know, I just never been really in a steady – you know, training as far as defensive end, I've really never been there consistently. So if I were to be there, you know, consistently like I was with D-tackle, I think that I can adjust to it very well and very easily. So it's no big deal.
Yeah, and what are you weighing in? I've seen a range for you from the mid-280s to the mid-290s.
Yeah, right now I'm about 288, 290.
Okay. And any feedback from any of the NFL teams about where they'd like to see you weighing in? So obviously, if you're going to be playing tackle versus end, they're going to have different weight requirements. But any have you heard one more than the other of here's a particular weight for a particular position?
You know, I think some places, you know, they say I've asked, you know, where they like to see their players at, you know, as far as weight. Some of them is not a big issue. They ask me where I feel most comfortable playing. I tell them, I think I feel most comfortable, most productive at 295. I feel pretty good, you know, as far as my body is concerned. But, no lower than 285. And I've heard no heavier than 305, so in that range. But like I said, like 290, 295 is where I feel the most comfortable.
So if you had it your way, with no one else picking you, if you could pick a team, is there any team that you've always seen yourself that you grew up really liking? So you're from Illinois, but your parents are from down south, so the Bears or the Saints, any of those teams that you would say, man, I really loved them growing up, but obviously you'll go where you get drafted, but if you had it your way in a perfect world, what teams do you think would excite you to play with?
My way, perfect world, huh? I would say, you know, I did grow up around Chicago, and you know, I've always looked around the Bears, but you know, I like the Bears a lot. You know what I'm saying? And have a great past history, having, you know, great defense. So, you know, I think I would want to play there and be in my hometown, and you know, be a real fun experience to play there. I actually talked to one of the coaches, Coach Marinelli, and he's real cool. So. You know, I think the Bears would be a good fit for me. But like I said, I mean, I just want to get drafted, so that's my main goal. So
of course.
It doesn't really matter. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Anyone that you follow in the NFL, someone that you've looked up to, model your game after, anything like that, or anyone on the Bears that you've really enjoyed watching?
I mean, I don't really have a favorite player. I like, you know, obviously everyone that plays football, you know, they kind of look up to that person that plays, you know, one of their positions. And, you know, just to name a few, you know, Tommy Harris, Tank Johnson, those guys from the Bears, and their guys are great. DeMarcus Ware, my boy that used to play here at Purdue. He plays for the Cowboys now, Anthony Spencer. But
yep.
You know, I look to all those guys because they all obviously, you know, tremendous football players, and you know, their skills. You know, just I like to favor my game after those guys, but you know, just all those guys and kind of blend it all together. But
right.
You know, those guys I've always kind of, you know, looked up to and watched as I.
Well, I wasn't expecting you to say you model your game after Robbie Gould or Jason Elam or Mike Vanderjagt or something like that, one of the kickers. So I haven't heard anyone say their favorite NFL star growing up with someone that wasn't in their position, although that would be kind of funny if someone answered that way.
But I mean, you got those professional guys like Brett Favre, you know, like quarterbacks, just, you know, real smart and intelligent, you know, how to carry themselves. You look up to those guys too. I mean, those guys are smart, great football players, but, you know, I kind of like to stick it inside my position, you know what I'm saying, so.
Right. Well, it would have been fun had he been around, right, to been able to get drafted and have a shot at playing against Brett Favre.
It would have been pretty exciting.
Yeah. Any teams or any players you specifically are excited playing, lining up against, trying to bring down Tomlinson or – like we said, if Brett Favre was still around, anyone that you'd look forward to getting a sack against or bringing down in the open field?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind putting a hit on Peyton Manning, I ain't going to lie. but, no, I mean, if I get the chance, you know, I'm obviously going to take it, but, you know, that would be something else, like just to, you know, I don't know, just to see the man, because I've actually been in Indianapolis, or I've been in Indiana for quite some time, and I've never, ever, you know, actually met him. And everybody, you know, and the.
Well, I'm surprised that
highly of Peyton Manning, and I understand he's a great football player. I just want to see what the hype's all about. I want to meet the guy, honestly.
So. I've heard he's a really nice guy. No, we know what you're saying, but you know, he's one of those guys where, you know, when he's the best at your game, they're the ones that you want to try and measure yourself up against and see if you can bring him down yourself. So. No, there's nothing wrong with that at all. So so tell me about your season. So obviously 2008 wasn't the way that you or the rest of your team wanted to go out as a senior class, but nonetheless, what do you take out of it from a positive? Maybe what was your favorite game to play, your best game? What do you build coming out of your final season?
You know, our last season over at Purdue, I mean, it wasn't obviously the greatest of seasons, but, you know, you just learn that, you know, losing is not fun either, and it's hard to accept it, but, you know, you got your teammates, and, you know, you just got to, you can't stay negative, you got to stay positive about the kind of the whole situation, you know, so you can help, you know, those get through it and yourself, because, you know, you just got to keep your head up and life goes on, but, you know, adversity is going to strike, and you just got to, it's not about, you know, what's happened, but how you kind of react to it. So, you know, it was kind of a disappointment, and, you know, you just got to kind of keep your head up about the situation. I enjoyed my time at Purdue. It was kind of sad that I had to go out like that, but, you know, Purdue has a real bright future ahead of him. Coach Hope, he's coming in there, and, you know, he's a real good guy. I'll enjoy talking to him. He got a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm. He's a player's coach, you know, and I think all the players, you know, enjoy having him around. And it's going to be, you know, something to look forward to see how he's going to do things. But most definitely, it's going to be a great change for Purdue. So.
Right. Well, at least coming out of the season, you took back the Oaken bucket. So that's one of the bright sides to
season.
So. That's good. So, you know, the last minute or two we have left here, read here in your bio that you're potentially looking to work for the FBI once your career is over in the NFL. So I'm curious about that because you're almost a 300-pound man, and it's kind of funny if you think about it, of someone out in the field running down crooks. So about your interest there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, back then, right?
What was that?
I said you'd kind of look like Shaq. He's a cop, you know.
not quite as big and hopefully a little, you know, more, I don't know. I'm hopefully a little bit faster than he is, but I don't know. Maybe the job would be a little bit easier at the same time. I don't know. We won't know until we see, so.
Right. Anything else you like to share with us? What you like to do outside of football? What piques your interest when you're not on the field?
What was that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, I was just saying, what do you like to do outside of football when you're not on the field? What keeps you interested? You're hanging out with friends. What do you like to do?
I'm really much like a chill guy. I mean, yesterday I kind of just kicked it with my homeboys around school from, you know, they play on the team and sat inside, played dominoes. I mean, we always sit here and play dominoes. So, I mean, that's one thing I like to do, fight night, boxing on the, you know, PlayStation 3 or whatever. But, you know, I mean, I'm just kind of chill, laid back, you know. I just like to kick back, relax with me, enjoy myself. So, and other than that, you know, when I'm at home, hanging out with my family, obviously, my mom, my sister, so.
Right, or maybe hanging out at Harry's a little bit.
What's Harry's? I don't even know what Harry's is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know either. I don't know what Breakfast Club is.
But
funny,
yeah,
I have friends who graduated Purdue and who I met, and they took me down to Purdue for a football game weekend, and they went through the whole thing with Breakfast Club, which I don't know of any other school that does anything like that, or Grand Prix weekend. I don't know if you've ever had that experience of Grand Prix weekend as well, but very interesting times down in West Lafayette.
Yeah, the Grand Prix weekend is actually coming up, but I'm not going to be around here for it. Actually, last year, I'm 21 now, about to be 22, but at the time last year I was only 20, so I couldn't really do those grown folk things around Grand Prix weekend. So.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I'll wait for the better. So.
Yeah.
Well, Alex, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it, and best of luck next Saturday. You're probably pretty excited. It's going to be here before you know it. So, you know, good luck down in Mississippi with your family. We'll be pulling for you, seeing which team decides to go with you. So thanks a lot for joining us today, and let's try and keep in touch if we can.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
All right, no problem. Take care. That was Alex McGee, defensive tackle / defensive end from Purdue University, looking to make a splash either as a defensive lineman or an end in the NFL. We'll see what team decides to go with him and where they slot him. But really, really need to see about his versatility, you know, playing inside, outside, and on both sides of the ball, so meaning left and right. So, that's that, and we'll see. So thanks for joining us. This was your host, John Sears, for NFL Draft Bibles Player Spotlight. We'll see you next time. Take care.